T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wag Wednesday today, our dear, dear friend, we go way back to when I was a young man living in the outer docks in Australia. Tony Storm joins us, AEW, Juice Robinson's wife, and now a big star on OnlyFans. Tony, it's Craig and Evan in New York City. How you doing today?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm in love. Not gonna lie to you, I'm in love. You could be ugly and a guy named Frank, but when you sound like that, I fall in love.
Oh my god!
All right, so much to talk to you about.
You're
with AEW. You got a big night tonight. AEW Dynamite on TBS at 8 o'clock. But your story fascinates me. How old were you when you thought that, hey, being an athlete was something that was going to be your direction in life?
So I was 10 when I first started watching wrestling, got crazy into it very quickly. And then when I was 13, I was able to start training in Australia.
Really? And did you have a favorite go-to wrestler? Were you a fan of the popular guy or did you like the heel? Who was your favorite guy?
I think I liked the popular guys. I was a big Jeff Hardy fan. I don't really get into the bad guys. I like the good guys. They're to save the day.
Yeah.
So what was it like when you met Jeff Hardy for the first time? Did you have a chance to work with him? Were you in awe?
Yeah. It was cool. Yeah. I was like, wow. I used to watch him when I was a kid and now we share the same locker room. So that's pretty cool.
That must have made him feel old, by the way.
I was a child in Australia, we used to get the bootlegged CDs of your performance, and it was fantastic. Which is a terrible accent on what I'm doing. So what's great, think about this story arc, though, Tony. You went from a 10-year-old kid in Australia who fell in love with wrestling to years later being known by your own admission as the badass wrestler with the best ass, the fat ass Aussie. Who saw that coming at 13, right?
I'm just kidding.
Except that you're not. No one's going to argue with you.
Yeah, I didn't really think I was going to describe myself as that when I was 13, but here we are.
Your mom and dad must have been so proud. Our daughter's got the best ass in Australia. Come get some. So, one thing I love about your story is that you've been very open about mental health issues. And it's for a lot of people, men and women, it's a hard thing to talk about because for some people it brings shame and they don't know how to really discuss those things. But it's so empowering when public people share the fact that, hey, you know, when I go home, I got crap going on in between my ears also. Was it hard for you to first come out publicly to talk about anxiety and feeling the way you felt?
I don't know. I guess I just started talking and then didn't really stop. I guess I'm a bit of I share way too much.
You do.
But it feels good to like talk about stuff like that and get stuff off my chest. And I encourage everyone else to do the same. You know, there's no shame. There's no shame in that. I feel like there's a lot of stigma attached to mental health and it can be challenging. It can be really hard, but I'm all about just being really open about stuff and talking. I found it's really helped me.
You know, you're in an interesting spot because you're a beautiful woman. You're very sexy, And you're also someone who could probably kick all of our asses. So I'm wondering, prior to meeting Juice and your falling in love and all that, did you find it, were guys reluctant to come up to you, talk to you, hit on you? Or did, you know, is there just no shame in anyone's game and you are your fodder like the rest of the population is?
I don't really know how to answer that, to be honest.
Like, did famous guys ever hit on you? Other athletes come up to you, hey, what's up? You know, slide into your DMs, that kind of stuff?
Not really. I mean, when I'm at work, I'm a wrestler, and I'd like to think that all the dudes backstage respect me for what I do. And so not really. No, when I'm at work, it's none of that.
Fascinated by that. So, how did your relationship with Juice Robinson start then?
Oh, it's a long story. So I first met him in England when he first left WWE, and it was just for a brief second. He was, CJ Parker at the time, and I didn't think anything of it, and then I kept bumping into him in Japan, and we would hang out here and there, and he was just always a friend for years, just a friend. I've always thought he's so funny and so cool, and then pandemic hit, and we just started talking, and now we're married, and we have a dog and a house, so...
See that? married with the dog, the house. You're only missing one thing. You know what that is.
Yep, but, things to do.
Yes, kind of hard to do. Only you can't do OnlyFans when you got a 2-year-old at home. Like, that's a problem. Only,
yeah.
Was that so?
Weird about that.
I know you're killing it financially, but was that a tough conversation between you and your family to say, all right, I have this sex appeal. I know I got a built-in fan base. We know what these guys want to see. I can bank so much right now. Why wouldn't I do it? Or was it an easy decision to do it?
I mean, I didn't have to have a conversation with anyone, to be honest. I just kind of do my thing. My family and friends and everyone I know is kind of in full support. I didn't really see the need to ask permission or
I didn't mean it that way, but it's like, you're out there, people are going to know about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of an awkward thing to first say, oh, by the way, I'm kind of doing porn now.
Well, it's not exactly porn, what I'm doing. I think you've got the wrong idea. I don't do porn. I take sexy photos and post them at a price. So that's all.
I tried to explain it to Craig.
Star.
He didn't want to listen to me.
Wrong with that, but
I told you.
No, that's not what I do.
There's nothing. I see. I was my bad. I thought that you were doing like full nude like scenes and stuff, and guys were going crazy for it.
Not so much crazy hardcore scenes or anything in that nature, but I'd like to take a lot of photos and share them with my fans. And not that there's anything wrong with being a porn star, but like I don't do porn.
Yeah, see, I think I'm going to start an OnlyFans account. I take a lot of pictures.
And you'll make very little money.
Yeah, but no, she made like 30 grand in the first hour. I think I can make
it. You're not her, dude.
You don't think I'm going to make 30 grand in an hour? Look
no,
at me.
No, you will make 30 grand in a year.
I'm like an Adonis. Like, hold on, I'm a lot of breath from tying my shoes earlier in this segment. Yeah, all right, so it's not full on porn. I got you. It's sexy photos, and the fan base, as you know, eats it up. You fascinate me because... people talk a lot about, like women empowerment, right? And there's people who talk about it and then people who do it and live it. And you're the latter. Like, you don't ask permission. You're an adult. You live your life. You make your decisions. You're going to make some mistakes along the way. Everybody does. But you make no apologies for what you've done or what you're going to do, right?
No, never. I don't think there would be any reason for any apologies. I'm having a good time. I'm doing really well. And it's a fun life.
With all due respect to Juice, do you think more people would buy the photos if I was in them with you?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I mean, so, like, if you, if
I'll help you out. The answer is no.
No, don't just dismiss it. Like, if you came to New York and there was an event and maybe we just, nothing untoward. I don't want anyone to kick my ass, but a couple shots of us, like that kind of thing. Maybe I lift it up a little bit, and maybe we make more money, but we make it together.
I'm sure we can arrange that sometime.
Thank you very much. Talking to Tony Storm, AEW, And that's tonight, 8 o'clock, AEW Dynamite. You watch that, Evan?
Yeah.
You're an AEW guy?
I watch AEW. I watch WWE, yes.
Who's your favorite AEW wrestler?
Well, I'm loyal to Bryan Danielson because...
Oh, is that the little guy we met on the street?
The little guy that we met on the street. That's how you refer to him?
He's a little guy.
I think he's the best wrestler in the world, in my opinion.
How about that?
Thank you.
How about that?
That's right.
Okay, now do you wrestle alone or do you have like a teammate or is a tag team? I don't follow it. I apologize. Like, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, just me. I'm a lone wolf, you could say.
I like that's a good nickname, too. The Lone Wolf. All these things I'm learning. Talking to Tony Storm, you know, one of the things that, and I always wonder why people do certain things publicly. Like, why did you feel like you had to announce your sexuality publicly? Was it because, you know, people were pressing you to? Was it you had a relationship with someone and she was like, hey, dude, what am I, chopped liver? Like, what was the thinking behind that?
There's not much to it, really. I guess at NXT at the time where I was working, you know, they were having Pride days and they would get someone to talk about Pride and interview people. And I just thought, well, yeah, I'll just share my story. So, yeah, there wasn't really much to it more than that, to be honest. I was just sharing a part of me.
Yeah, if you didn't become a famous, successful wrestler, what type of regular job do you think you would have had?
I don't know, probably something stupid like test the seatbelts on rides at amusement parks, something like that. I'm not really built for much else. I just kind of wrestle.
You're built for violence is what you're saying, yeah?
I'd probably just have some kind of summer job. I don't know.
You'd be like a lifeguard at the beach or something like that?
Santa Claus each year. Who knows?
Santa?
I have honestly no idea.
You never thought about what you'd want to be if you weren't a wrestler, huh?
I mean, I tried the normal life. I tried the normal living, the normal job thing, and yeah, couldn't hack it. So here I am at AEW.
There you go. Would you say you're high maintenance in a relationship or easy to get along with?
I'm probably the easiest person. Like, I really don't require much, just a nice, easy life and chill times.
And do you guys live in Australia when you're not wrestling, or have you guys moved out of that country?
We live in Florida together.
Nice. See, so everybody loves Florida except for you, Evan.
I hate
everybody
Florida.
Loves Florida.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What part of Florida are you guys in?
Orlando.
Oh, because isn't there a big headquarters over there, like a big arena that they practice in or work out
AEW's
in,
right? AEW's mostly in Jacksonville. Yep. They have
a Jacksonville. Got it. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on. We do this every Wednesday. We talk to women like yourself who have made a name for themselves. A lot of times they're married to or dating professional athletes. That's the term WAG. But you are married to Juice, and he's a professional, yes. So that counts.
Yes.
So I filled my quota, Evan, of getting a legitimate wife and or girlfriend of an athlete, right? So there you go. I like that. Do you and Juice ever, like, script wrestling scenes at home in the backyard or anything?
No, to be honest, when we're home, like, it's... wrestling, yeah, we don't really talk about it. We kind of just play with the dog, hang out, enjoy the Florida sun, you know, stuff like that. We don't, you know, work is work.
See, I would script out, you know, scenes late at night with my wife.
Tell me specifically, like, what it would sound like.
I would pin her a lot. I would figure for it. You know, I would do what I have to do, all leading to an end game, of course. But I think that's what I would do.
Swanton bomb at the end, right?
I don't know what a Swanton bomb
it was
is.
Jeff Hardy's finishing move. Full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on very much. Good luck with AEW. And if you do come to New York, we'd love to see you in person. And thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!